Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, NWC to spend $2 billion to improve water supply in the Kingston metropolitan area. All this and more, so stay with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies.
The National Water Commission, the NWC, is to spend $2 billion to implement the 26 facilities project as part of the Kingston Metropolitan Area Water Supply Improvement Program. The project is funded by the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB, and seeks to provide improved water supply to residents in keeping with the Commission's targets and the nation's Vision 2030 goals.
Under this IDB-funded KMA Water Supply Improvement Program, 26 water supply facilities in the corporate area that are inefficient and are unable to meet growing demand will be rehabilitated and improved. All constituencies in Kingston and St. Andrew will benefit.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Minister Pickersgill further informed that the work currently being undertaken on the Upper Montrose Lady Musgrave Avenue sanitary sewer in southeastern St. Andrew is being done at a cost of $80 million. The scope of work involves the construction of 1,200 meters of sanitary sewers. He adds that discussions are underway with the National Works Agency with regard to the refurbishing of the roadways. In the meantime, Minister Pickersgill says 30 catchment tanks are slated to be rehabilitated during this financial year, this at a cost of $45 million. The project falls under the Rainwater Harvesting and Catchment Tank Rehabilitation Program, which started in 2012. Highlighting the significance of rainwater harvesting, Minister Pickersgill says this is crucial as severe drought is one of the impacts of climate change.
Since the start of the Rainwater Harvesting and Catchment Tank Rehabilitation Program, investigations and designs have been carried out on 81 of the 282 local government inventory existing catchment tanks island-wide. 60 have so far been rehabilitated.
Mr. Pickersgill says for the 2013-2014 financial year, a total of $50.7 million was spent for the rehabilitation of an additional 39 catchment tanks. These included 12 in St. Anne, 2 in Clarendon, 7 in Manchester, 3 in Westmoreland, 2 in St. Catherine, 2 in St. James, 7 in Trelawney, and 4 in St. Elizabeth. And the government has allocated $50 million to the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, component of the Major Infrastructure Development Program, the MIDP. This was disclosed by Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, as he made his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Wednesday, May 14.
Mr. Speaker, we're concentrating on small projects, and we, in writing, designed the program, spoke to the fact that this $50 million should be spent by contractors in grades 3 and 4. And all members of parliament were asked to submit projects in the first instance, but also to indicate the recommended contractors.
Dr. Davies says the government is aiming to employ 20,000 persons under the JEEP component of MIDP, which was launched in March. He outlines that a total of $1.6 billion Jamaican will be spent on infrastructure projects, of which $630 million is to be spent in all constituencies. Launched in 2012, JEEP is a flagship initiative of the Government of Jamaica to address unemployment, particularly among Jamaicans in the lower socioeconomic bracket, as well as persons with special needs, low skill levels, and those from underserved communities. Dr. Davies says, up to March 31, a total of 44,255 persons were employed under the program. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.